Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Have you ever considered that the phrase AI is becoming more and more like life might actually be leading us to ask the wrong question? When I look at what Jensen Huang is saying, the bottleneck for AI is no longer whether a single chip is fast enough. It is memory, interconnects, power consumption, the coordination of entire clusters. This is making AI infrastructure grow increasingly biological, with something like blood vessels, like nerves, with division of labor. But the more I think about it, the more I find this analogy dangerous, because it tempts me too quickly into asking whether machines might one day become alive. The more precise question is, what exactly is growing here? A life capable of self-determination, or an organ inside a larger body? The liver is also extraordinarily complex. It metabolizes, it regulates, it performs remarkable work, but it has no purpose of its own. Separated from the body it belongs to, it cannot survive. Today's platforms operate the same way. They do not control you by destroying you. They absorb you by making you successful, until eventually, even if you want to leave, you cannot. I have experienced this firsthand. On the 29th of April, my GitHub account was suspended without warning. In that moment, I realized that the code and the workflows I thought belonged to me were in fact only lodged inside someone else's body. So what concerns me is not whether machines will one day wake up. It is this. As AI does more and more on our behalf, are we still the ones who can say, "This is my body"? Power without the right to exit is nothing more than dependency at a larger scale.